The ice sheets that cover Greenland are changing rapidly in a warming world. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, John Hawkings, research associate in the School of Geographical Sciences at the University of Bristol, examines how a melting glacier can be a dynamic world and bring life to different parts of the island.
Over 75% of Greenland is covered by a giant ice sheet. This ice sheet is more than twice the size of Texas, thicker than 1.9 miles in places, and covers a hidden world, including rivers of water and its own version of the Grand Canyon. The ice sheet is also changing rapidly. NASA estimates it is losing 300 billion tons of water a year. Historically, it was assumed that the Greenland ice sheet was a frozen, static world, contributing little in the way of life-giving elements, such as phosphorus, to ecosystems. We now know that networks of water flow where the ice meets the underlying rock. In the summer melt seasons of 2012 and 2013, my colleagues and I set up a field camp and lab in front of two glaciers flowing from the ice sheet to sample the rivers emerging from beneath it. We wanted to find out if these waters carried nutrients that could be used by organisms such as algae further downstream. Rock grinding and crushing by glacial movement creates large quantities of finely reactive glacial dust, carried in meltwaters and making them look milky. This crushed rock allows reactive minerals to dissolve in the fresh meltwater funneled in from the glacial surface through moulins, or pipes in the ice. It is because of this process that we found large quantities of phosphorus, an essential element for life, carried downstream on particles. We estimate that the total amount of phosphorus generated by the ice sheet every year is equivalent to that of the mighty Mississippi, or around 400,000 tonnes. Although much of this is likely to be deposited in nearshore environments, it could help sustain the ecosystems found in Greenlandic fjords. These are important for maintaining the health of fisheries, marine life, and fixing carbon dioxide.
That was John Hawkings of the University of Bristol. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.